This is URN Sport.
Absolutely. We have 9 sports on offer today. We have archery, badminton, canoe polo, fencing, handball, karate, squash, swimming, and table tennis, all of which we'll be covering live throughout the day.
Obviously, only one sport has started here, so it's still picking up, but I expect it to get a bit bigger. These rake seating, it's a good vantage point for all three sports. You can see from where you're sat. I'm actually joined now by our two reporters who are going to be reporting on two of the sports that are about to get underway here. Callum Scotland and Alex Buxton will be covering handball and fencing. We'll start with you, Callum. Callum, what do we expect from the handball girls?
Well, I've heard that they're pretty confident after their university championships campaigns over the past month. The women's game is going to be very, very close, but apparently the men are expecting to win. So hopefully there'll be a couple of points for Super Wednesday on their way for the green and gold.
So when can we expect that to start? Who's first?
The women are up at 1:30 and the men begin at 3:30.
So we're expecting at least one point. So
at least one point. I should hope so, yes.
So it's going to be a bit of a demolition in the men's?
I wouldn't say demolition, but certainly less close than the women's game is what I've been told.
It's handball's first inclusion in Super Wednesday. Why do you think this is the year that they've been brought in?
Well, I think it's a very rapidly growing sport across Europe. It's one of the in mainland Europe, certainly it's one of the biggest sports. It's huge in France and Germany and Scandinavia and places like that. And I think it's just starting to gain popularity, obviously following the London Olympics and obviously the Rio Olympics as well. I think it's starting to gain a little bit of popularity across the UK. So I think there's that reason for it, and the university championships that handball have as well is a look forward to getting them into Bucks, because it's not currently a Bucks sport either.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Olympics, we're having a bit of a mini Olympics here, what with archery, handball, and now fencing. So Alex, what do we expect from the fencing guys?
Yeah, definitely a uni of win today. I mean, they're both male and female teams are pretty confident. They're actually fielding slightly weakened sides to kind of make more of a match of it, so I can only expect wins for uni of today.
Yeah, it was quite an emphatic win last year, so it's literally, you think it's going to be over quickly, even with a weakened side?
I mean, it's quite a long sport, but I mean, they're expecting, in fact, I mean, one of the predictions is 135-0 for the men, so yeah, it's quick hand, to be honest.
Yeah, so how does scoring work? Is 135-0, is that maximum points, or is that just an absolute whitewash? So we think we literally could, without, you know, exaggerating, we could see a full score.
I mean, I think he was talking a bit of a joke about, but I mean, I think that does kind of show the kind of confidence in the camp.
Yeah, well, when is that starting then, Alex?
It starts at 1:30.
Yeah, so we've got two events then coming up at 1:30. So check back in on us then. But for now, we'll just quickly get an update with Amar, who's at archery, which can't be far off finishing, Amar.
Yeah, it looks like they're, it's currently 4-4, so it looks like they're going into another round of shooting. They're just counting the scores up here. It's getting very tense. Both B teams, it looks like UON have won actually 6-4 after they just counted. So UON have won the B team round, and then that means they've won the varsity archery. I am joined by Jamie, President-elect for next year, and Charlotte from the Varsity Archery. How are you feeling after that victory today?
We're feeling pretty great, actually. It's great. We've had both our novice team, the beginners, really good performance. They smashed the other team, and our B team did really well. Our A team, which we were both in, not so good, but it doesn't matter because in the grand scheme of things, we're the victors.
Speaking to both camps before the match has started, they were both quietly confident about the victory. What decided the victory in the B team match? Because that was very tight in the end.
It was really, really close. But I mean, to be honest, like, we've had such a strong team throughout this year. We've had previous results at similar format competitions, such as the British University Team Championships. We did very, very well, and we all have experience from doing that. So I think it's just kind of like the experience we've had from doing previous similar competitions that really cinched it for us.
And in terms of the A team, will you be looking to improve on that going into next year? Because obviously that was quite disappointing the way you lost.
Well, yeah, we are disappointed, obviously. I mean, it is difficult because Trent's A team also has like somebody who is GB standard shooting for them, Rob Gray, who's a very, very talented archer. So we weren't kind of like fully prepared, and we were also missing like a couple of our top level shooters for today because of course commitments. They unfortunately weren't here, and job commitments. So yeah, I think when we're out in full force for next year, we'll definitely be bringing home an even stronger victory.
So it's a good way to get Super Wednesday started. Archery was one of the first ones to come in, and it's to get a point on the board for green and gold. Are you hoping for similar results throughout the day for the rest of the Super Wednesday sports?
Well, I hope so. I think last year everyone won on Super Wednesday. It should happen again.
Very much, Imar. That's incredibly right. The archery is the first point of this year's Super Wednesday for URN. We also, breaking news, have the second point of this year's Super Wednesday coming from karate there.
Yeah, that's a really good result again. We're now 2 points up. Only three more now, I think it is, to claim the victory and the point for today's varsity matches. Yeah, really good to see. I think that's the fencing as well getting underway soon. Karate got the victory, archery got the victory, and hopefully there's plenty more of points coming in very soon.
Hang on. I mean, quite complicated scoring, but the only scoring you guys need to know about is 1-0, essentially, from that karate. And now the score's 2-0 following archery. It's going to be 3-0 following the fencing, I expect. And at the moment, it could be 4-0 because it's 6-4 for the University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in the women's handball. We expect it to be quite close, though, and it is a lot closer than it looks originally, as Trent have now just scored. So it is 6-5. So that is the one that's looking like it could be the one thing that's stopping us from getting a clean sweep today.
It is Super Wednesday here at the David Ross Sports Village. Very quick update for you on the fencing. Nottingham Trent University are now within 10 points of the University of Nottingham on aggregate. More on that when we have it. But I believe James Perkins is down at the squash. James.
Hello, Nick. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm joined by Jeremy at the squash. How's it going?
Unfortunately, Trent are currently winning. They won the first match. They won the first game, sorry. They won the first game 10-12 in a very close match. And at the moment, it's equally close on 9-6 with Pazak Smith in the lead against Jones for the green and gold. It's a very heated affair down here. The two of them are colliding into each other a bit and having a few altercations and disagreements over points, so it's certainly an interesting match we've got here, James.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. We'll be back with you very shortly, but for now I'm going to quickly have a run over to the fencing because, as you say, it's very close at the moment, just 10 points in it, which is quite unexpected considering we expected quite an emphatic win as of last year for the men in green and gold. So I'm going to be about to be joined by Alex Buxton, who can give us a bit of an update on the goings on here at the fencing. Alex, what's going on?
I mean, it's currently 30-18 to Trent in the foil, so they really have come back and are really narrowing the gap, the lead that we built up. Yeah, by the looks of it, it's going to be coming down to the final event at the EP, which is anyone's game at the moment.
I think it will be key for them to just hold on to the ball for as long as they possibly can. I think if you get to 1 minute left and you're still four goals up, I think at that point it becomes pretty much unassailable, your lead.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, yeah, with four goals in it and 1 minute 50 to go, when is this game going to be over? It still could be in the balance here, but it will take a lot from Nottingham Trent
absolutely
to get something from this game.
Yeah, you're looking at 42 goals scored currently in this game with just a minute and a half left, just over. So as we see a Trent shot flat wide there, but hopefully the University of Nottingham have more than enough in the tank with four goals in hand to take this point away from Nottingham Trent University.
Yeah, seemed a shot born of frustration there with just 1 minute and 20 seconds to go and four goals needed to just tie this game. So I think you're going to be expecting a University of Nottingham win here.
Yeah, definitely. The University of Nottingham should have this more or less tied up now, but a good goal there scored by Nefeli Kurushi there, who's been one of the better players for the University of Nottingham today. She extends the lead to five goals now, as Trent have a weak shot easily saved by Chris, the University of Nottingham's keeper, but Trent get the ball back off a foul, so they'll be looking to eat into this five goal lead for the University of Nottingham. Just passing the ball around the back at the moment, Andrea Hesse with the ball. She can't do anything and the foul is conceded by the University of Nottingham.
Oh, it's surely just a countdown now to another point on the board for the University of Nottingham though, Callum. 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, 30 seconds to go. Ines Demure with a wonderful shot left-handed into the top corner of the net. Nothing the goalkeeper could do about that one, really. 20 seconds and four goals, so you'd think that the University of Nottingham have this point in the bag, and we'll see jubilant scenes from the girls both on the pitch and on the bench, as well as the fans who have come out to watch. who have come out to watch, because you know, 5-4, it's, this point is just about in the bag as the ball is turned over, but there's nothing Trent can do about it. There's the final buzzer. The University of Nottingham women's handball team have won by 24 points to 20, taking the point on Super Wednesday. Hopefully we'll be able to see the men, who start at 3:30, well, hopefully we'll be able to see them pick up another point for the University of Nottingham. Victorious women's handball team, 24-20, they've just beaten Trent. Lisa, how does that feel?
It's amazing. We've worked so hard for so many years to get this, and we finally got varsity, and we finally won.
Absolutely. You'll always have that over Trent, the first ever handball varsity, bragging rights for the green and gold. That must be a big moment.
Most definitely, most definitely.
What do you think was the major key in that game?
Teamwork. We worked really hard as a team, had very strong individuals, but we worked together to get a win.
And the player of the game for you?
Miranda, our centre. She scored about nine or ten goals.
Yeah, so an excellent victory. And how do you think the men's team are going to get on later?
I'm really excited for this. They're a great team. We've got really strong individuals, and hopefully we should get a win.
Anyone to look out for in particular?
Danny Ramos, number 7. Watch out for him.
He's your Spanish player.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Can we expect fireworks from him?
Most definitely.
It's all been happening here. Obviously, we've just brought you the women's handball victory in their first ever varsity event. Can now tell you that the swimming has finished and it has gone to the University of Nottingham. They have won 149-98. Very, very big score there.
Well, yeah, but slightly closer than last year's result, which was 148-71 in favour of University of Nottingham. But I think it was pretty clear that University of Nottingham were obviously going to win this one. We've talked about Trent not having a pool, and it's been quite well established since the beginning of varsity that this was an event that we were always likely to win, and that has just extended the lead in varsity now. Obviously, we're getting ever closer to getting that point today from the Super Wednesday events, and that's a really good start from us today. The whitewash is still on.
As you join us, the foil is now over. The score 45-42 in that to Nottingham Trent, Alex.
I mean, that does look bad on paper, but considering when you last came to us what the deficit was, I don't think that's a bad result for Trent, Uniov.
Yeah, but we thought we'd absolutely smash them. We've actually lost an entire game, essentially.
Yes, that is true, but as we said, it is renowned for being Nottingham Trent's best event, so with a weakened team, maybe it's not too surprising, despite the confidence we had pre-match.
Well, we are still ahead on aggregate, 87-70. You can only expect that to extend here with the Epe.
Yeah, I've heard that the FA is actually considered to be Nottingham Uniov's best event, so I can only see a Uniov win from here and hopefully make the gap a bit larger.
By the looks of things, badminton is about to start as well. We've also got men's handball, which is about to start, and we've got members of the table tennis team here, I think, who are just watching. We'll catch up with all of these people very shortly. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I'm joined by Shannon and Ellen as well, ahead of the badminton. Do we think we're going to win? Big question.
I'd like to think so. We won last year and we've got a really strong team out, so I'd say yes, we'd like to think so.
So it's starting very shortly. What's the first event on for badminton?
So singles are on first, men's and women's singles are on. So we've got Hilda, Bryony for the girls, and James and Lee Shan for the guys.
So it's looking
do well.
Yeah, so you're looking like we are the favourites in all events, or is there some where Trent are going to be more mischievous towards our chances?
Well, I feel like because we haven't put our first team out, it'll level the games out a bit more, especially in the women's, but for the men's it should be quite competitive because the standards are quite similar.
Yeah, so that's happened quite a lot across all these sports where we've played slightly weakened sides.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
just to
yeah.
try and make it a bit more of a spectacle? Because there's a lot of fans here watching today.
Yeah, it's surprising because badminton isn't really seen of as a spectator sport, so we have done that too. We have done that to kind of make it better for the spectators.
Yeah, because obviously Super Wednesday is a huge thing for, you know, lesser known sports possibly to get this, you know, attendance, varsity atmosphere. What do you make of the whole Super Wednesday setup?
Yeah, I really like it. I really like the layout as well because it means that some of our fans can go to somewhere else and vice versa. So it's really, I do like it.
Yeah, and it's good that it's free entry as well.
Yeah.
So more people can come.
And finally, score predictions then. What do we think we're going to do?
Oh, it's going to be tight. You'll just have to keep on watching the boards.
Very diplomatic answer.
Badminton is looking like we saw a lot of the Trent players out and about and a lot of screams and shouts going on over there.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, it's quite an eagerly anticipated event. Both teams have had quite good seasons. The men's team came third in the Premier North, whereas Trent actually finished fourth in the Midlands 1A, which is the division below that. So, really, in the men's, we should be looking at quite a comfortable victory. There's quite an obvious difference in quality, but you never know. Trent could turn up with a good result. The women's team as well for badminton, they had a really good season. They finished top of the Premier North, which are winning nine and drawing just one of their matches, and that's an even bigger difference in class to the Trent team, who finished third in the Midlands 2A, which is obviously two divisions below the main Nottingham team. So they should really be looking at a comfortable victory there, when you consider as well that the Midlands 2A was won by the Nottingham third team. So really, the first team should be winning that game quite comfortably.
I found him incredibly elusive, Harry. Harry, how's the badminton looking so far?
Nottingham Trent levelled early on at 1-0, but URN have stormed into the lead now, 9-1 up in this one. Looks like it's going to be another point for us on Super Wednesday. And in fact, I think we've already reached the number of points required, I think.
So that we can call badminton?
I think there's only 17 games, so 9 points would give us the required amount. But so that's not confirmed yet.
We'll wait on confirmation from that, but it looks like URN have stormed ahead in the badminton, taking even more steps closer towards that whitewash.
Yeah, the handball's been going really well, thanks, Matt. It's currently 24 points to 13 to the University of Nottingham. They started out really strongly. They've even been able to rest one of their best players for the last 5 or 6 minutes of that half as well. So they're currently doing really well. 24-13. It's just gone into half time as well. So they'll be very happy with how they've played. Getting some of their more junior players on, their less experienced players, who will be enjoying this varsity experience on Super Wednesday. And Charlie Swan, you've just won the handball varsity 52 goals to 25 against Trent. You'll always have bragging rights over them for the first ever varsity win for handball. How does it feel?
Absolutely brilliant. Obviously, it's nice to get a goal, but like, just the whole team played so well. And after the women's match as well, them winning quite a close game, then it really sort of spurred us on to show them what we can do. And we did that. And some of the goals today, all the lads out there just played really well, and it's been absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely. A couple of standout performances from Danny Ramos and Ben Howard today. They played really well, but like you said, so did all of the team. I think every outfield player got on the score sheet as well, so that must be a nice one.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, if we'd had more time, maybe we could have got the keepers on a few penalties, but you know, it's been really nice. It was nice to just play a nice, respectful game of handball, but really show Trent what we can do, and hopefully this sets the foundations for a bigger varsity in future.
Absolutely. Hoping for handball to become a proper varsity event next year, stand out from Super Wednesday.
Absolutely. If it's possible, that would be absolutely brilliant. We've got the following. The fans were absolutely brilliant today for both the women's and the men's match. And ideally, if the sport can just grow, get new players in next year and continue the success of the club, it's been absolutely brilliant.
All right, Charlie, I'll let you get over to the team photo. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Yes, so squash, it's over, Jeremy. How'd it go?
Well, what a game that finished up in the fourth. First two sets went to Trent. Looks like it was all over for us. But then in the third and critical set, Sam Jones came out and won it 11-6. And that started a set. He then won the fourth 11-6. And the final one, it was so tight, you could see at the end. 10-12 winner was Sam Jones for the University of Nottingham, beating Adam Pashlak-Smith. But that, there was some real heated rivalry in that between the two of them.
So it seemed like the atmosphere was pretty electric over there. Seemed like one of the better ones. How was the atmosphere?
Oh, it was fantastic, James. It built as the game went on. At the start, it was definitely being in favour of Trent. You could certainly see. I think a lot of the UNL supporters were actually watching the Glasscourt game. But when that finished, they all came over and joined in right at the end. And that really helped Sam. You could see he got really into it once he had a crowd behind him. And that, I think, was certainly an influence in turning his game around.
So you think the crowd was the deciding factor in this?
I think definitely in that game it was. At the start of it, actually, interestingly, Sam got very frustrated shouting at the crowd that he thought this was maybe a home match because there were so many Trent fans cheering on his opposition. But once the green and gold supporters started turning up, he was playing much more to the crowd and really got them behind him.
Right, Nick, I am joined by Harry following the Canoe Paddle, which we won quite emphatically in the end, Harry.
That's right, James. In the end, it was 9-2 to the Uni of. Very dominant display. I think we outmatched them in terms of tactics, possession, and, of course, most importantly, goals.
Quite a bit of confusion confusion at the start that there was no women's fixture this year. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it seems that Trent didn't have enough women to field a women's team, so the match was seemingly cancelled, although one of the women's players did make it onto the men's team.
Okay, fair enough. Well, there you have it. That means that there's a slight alteration to the scoring. There would be just 10 points up for grabs today instead of the 11, which means that we are definitely the winners today. 7-0 up already, so we cannot mathematically be caught, if my GCSE maths serves me right. But yeah, so we're just to confirm as well, on the canoe polo, that it wasn't a men's fixture, it was a mixed fixture in the end because of Trent fielding women on their side. So that was just the 1 point in the canoe polo, which we won 9-2. Any standout canoeists, Harry?
I think it was the captain, Calum, really stood out. Although I think it's quite interesting that one of their post-match rituals is that whoever didn't make it onto the score sheet has to do a certain, I think, forfeit in the pub after the night. So I think they do expect most of them to get on the score sheet. But all a bit fun in the end.
Yes, I am. We're getting ready to start table tennis. How is it looking?
Well, it's certainly looking out like the University of Nottingham are the favourites. Apparently as well, Trent have had a late absentee. One of their best players, we believe, Joel Webb, will not be playing due to a late injury that he's received. And that's put Liam, the president of the University of Nottingham table tennis team, in a very pleasing mood. He's certainly feeling even more confident now, as if they weren't confident already.
That is looking very good for us. Do you think we can whitewash the day? Can table tennis do it for us?
I think so. Certainly, I mean, the team seem in fine spirits. They seem extremely confident. Hopefully, they won't be overconfident, but they definitely look like the favourites, I think, going into this. And it's what we've been saying in all the build-up. This should be a good point for us here.
I mean, how's it been so far?
Well, surprisingly, really worryingly, actually, it looks like Liam is currently just behind in the opening set. It's only the opening point, though. The fixtures as they are, these first games going on here, we have Jenny Liu versus Erica Collier for Trent. And representing University of Nottingham, we have Liam McTerran, who is playing against Joel Webb at the moment, and Webb is currently winning 4-2, which is a bit of a turn up for the books here, although he's just pulled a point back there. So these are actually some quite tense opening engagements between the two sides.
What do you think? Can you give us a final prediction? Any ideas that it's going to go now?
I still think it's going to be a uni of win. I'm hopeful it's going to be another whitewash like last year, but you can never really tell at the moment. The green and gold players are starting to get back into their swing. They were caught off guard a little bit by Trent's early points, and yes, they are now both leading their matches. So I think natural order has now been restored.
Very nice. I'll throw it back to you guys. We'll keep you abreast of all the goings on down here at table tennis as they happen.
Thank you very much, Matt. That is the final sport here on Super Wednesday, underway with the table tennis. Bit of a shaky start for Liam, as we said, one of the talismanic players for Uni of Nottingham, but he is seemingly pulling it back now, as is the rest of them. Matt has now got badminton with him. Hello, Matt.
Hello, I'm with Harry at the side of the badminton. The current score is 12-2 to UON. How's it been going, Harry?
Well, we can tell you that Trent have actually racked up another point now. They got back in it, but it's all but done here. And we can hope for a 15-2 win down here at Court Hall A, I think it is. So,
15-2 win down at Court A is sounding pretty good. How have they been playing? Have they been playing well?
I think it's our third team as well, so it's even more impressive that the lower teams get to play in varsity. I think that's quite a good motto for the sport as well.
And it is absolutely, you know, every area of this hall is busy. Badminton, despite the scoreline, is still absolutely rammed on the balcony.
There's a big chant every time Trent get a point in any one of these matches. They're clinging on to any hope that they can get a few more points on the board.
Can this be the perfect day, Jeremy?
I think it probably can. Lucky at the moment, we haven't dropped a set yet, which is pretty incredible work so far from the University of Nottingham. The closest we've unfortunately come to potentially losing it was in Gabriel Akinpon's game against Michael Bree. He starts off at one point, he was 2-7 down, but he fought back to win 11-8 in truly heroic fashion. He's currently winning here his second set, 9-4, and if he wins that will have seen the University of Nottingham get their fourth point. Obviously, Maria has just beaten Laura Evans as well to make it the third, so this is really looking like we could be going for a grand slam here in terms of table tennis wins.
Incredible, and that obviously would mean that we have taken the whole day winning the table tennis, the handball and the badminton in these late stages.
Danny's put his return into the net. It's 10-7, so still three match points. Yep. To seal the clean sweep, to seal the day. And serve. Danny serves still quite tentative. And it's nice in Mark Firth. And that seals the victory for Danny Reid. That seals the victory for table tennis. And that seals the clean sweep. And most importantly, that point. That point we need on the board, which takes it to 6-4 in the Varsity Series.
Such a good result. I mean, we kind of expected, in a way, we've been previewing it, but we have been expecting a win here. But so good to see them actually turn out and perform just as we wanted them to.
I think what's been most impressive is just the domination across the board. To get that clean sweep is just fantastic. And the boys celebrate. And on this right-hand court as well, we should say, Adam flew through that first set. It was
it was 11-4
it was in that first set. Adam, of course, doesn't matter that they've won, he'll still want the victory. And then, of course, following this, we have the ladies' doubles, men's doubles, and the mixed doubles, just to round off proceedings. But just for now, we're going to throw back to the studio.
That is it, ladies and gentlemen. Super Wednesday has finished. 10-0 to the University of Nottingham. The green and gold have done the clean sweep that we've predicted all day, that we've hoped for all day. Just to clarify, that does make it 5-3 in the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017 to University of Nottingham, with just one more sport left in this block of fixtures. Jimmy, absolutely sensational stuff today.
Yeah, fantastic. As soon as the Arch result came in, we were hoping for that clean sweep. As more and more came in, it seemed more and more likely. And then just as the table tennis always seemed destined to finish it off, one of Nottingham's most successful clubs in the table tennis team here, and they have managed to finish it off and make it 10-0. It's just a really incredible result for University of Nottingham.
The GB number 7 securing that final victory there. Andy Reid, incredible performance from him and from everyone else so far on the table tennis court. And there's still a lot of games left to go there, but we've managed to wrap it up quite convincingly. I believe it's been a whitewash so far down there.
Yeah, I think it's 5-0 there down there, and table tennis as well will want to secure their own personal whitewash over Trent, just as they did last year.
Just as they have done all year as well, which is hasten to add.
Yeah, all year they've completely dominant. A little harsh on Trent, who I'm sure are very talented. They come up against some incredible table tennis players here today.